And I still kept getting water retention, and I was on 20 different medication at that time. My heart stayed stable through 2011 and to 2013. I was at mom and dad's, planning going fishing, was resting until 1 o'clock, and my ICDs fired 4 times. My heart stopped, and the heart finally started by itself. The ICD didn't work. It didn't start the heart. I was transferred to U of M and was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and the life vest I was put on at that time. The life vest is a ICD that's strapped around you, and that if your internal ICD don't work, that's what you use to keep the people safe when, if their heart goes out of rhythm. At that time, my heart was only went down to 15% working. On July 14th, another ICD was put in, and a coil wire into the back. The coil wire was what they were hoping for, that the ICD with the coil wire were grounded enough that the ICD would work again, that they could take the life vest off. But the coil wire didn't work, the ICD didn't work. It just didn't shock my heart hard enough to get it back into a normal rhythm. So the vest, I had to still wear the vest. No improvements were made. Many trips were made and from the hospital. March of 2015, the 26th of March, I took Dad to U of M for his lung surgery. On the 27th, Mom and I were staying at the motel while Dad was recovering in the hospital. At that night, I kept on saying there's something wrong. I finally called the EMS and they took me to the ER, and I was admitted through the night of the 28th. A large blood clot came from my heart and went to my brain. I couldn't talk. I couldn't move. I lost all movement. I was hopeless. I remember at that time, I prayed real hard for the Lord to take me. I was so ready to go, but the Lord had more plans for me. So the doctor, I was in there for 3 weeks, and the doctors, before they could do the surgery, he had to call Mom and Dad at the motel. Dad was just released that day, and he was staying motel to see what's going to happen with me. And they had to, during the night, they had to call him to get the permission to do the surgery because I was unable to sign any paperwork or tell him to do the surgery. And at that time, after the surgery and everything was done, I was called the miracle boy because nobody usually strives that kind of big a stroke that was. I had to spend my 29th birthday in the hospital. I was there, from there I was transferred to Fairview in Centerville for rehab. Was there for 3 months and I got my own apartment. I was only there for 1 month. No better. My heart was no better. Grew weaker. Was only working 10% at this time. The heart. I got more fluid overloaded and developed August 15th of 2015, I was admitted to U of M. For 2 weeks, the doctors had put me on the two of the strongest diuretics. Through IV, and the cardiologist did a right heart cath, and the fluids were still there. I was put into ICU. The cardiologist came in and said, they give me only 3 to 6 months to live. I could put the IL-Vet in and start the test for the heart transplant. At that time, the mountain got big. Love you. He could do anything that was that I couldn't. He could fix it. I decided to put the LVAD in, which is a pump that pumps the blood to make it easier on the heart to get the fluids off. On September 3rd, the LVAD was implanted. Another ICD and stronger was a newer style that the newest he could come up with. This was the last ICD that he could use for me. On September 8th, surgery was put in. Mom and Dad had to take training for 4 weeks for instruction on the LVAD. And went home to Mom's dad on October 5th of 2015. Wasn't allowed to stay alone by myself. I moved back into my apartment on January of 2016. The ICD started acting up again in March, April. What was shocking me when it wasn't supposed to. On July 15th of 2016, I was coming home from Mom and Dad, and Sandro had won a game, and they were shooting up fireworks, and it scared me. And I jumped, and it sent my heart into a fast pace, and I called LaVon up and the EMS, and they came, and at that time, my ICD started shocking me. It shocked me 3 times, and the EMS took me to Kalamazoo. I called Mom and Dad to come to immediately. They came to the ER where the doctors and nurses were very confused. The ER put me to sleep. I was transported to U of M by helicopter. The ER in the U of M put me to sleep and shocked my heart to a normal rhythm. I was 3 days in the ICU, and the electrophysiology doctor, I should explain that. Electrophysiology doctor, they're the one that takes care of the ICDs and all that, the electrical part of the heart. They tried the LifeX to see if it would work. But the LifeX didn't shock hard enough to keep get my heart back into rhythm. The cardiologist surgeon came in and said to me, "You need a heart transplant." He gave me a choice to stay in the hospital and wait, and be listed A1, that's the top of the list for donors. Or go home and live it dangerously. I chose to stay in the hospital until my transplants was done. At that time, my heart was only working 7%. I laid my life into the Master's hand. I would pray a lot. And I was walking 10,000 steps a day. And I listened to gospel music, and also would copy songs. Those two songs were my main songs that I listened to. It gave me so much encouragement to keep on. On September, mom and dad would come up, the family would come up and visit me on Friday evenings. On September 24th, the cardiac surgeon PA came in and said they had found a heart donor. I called the family at home. They were dividing mom and dad's stuff, ex's stuff. I told dad the good news, and arrangements were made. There was a lot of tears of joy. The family arrived at around 6 o'clock. Prayers and visiting was plus facing the fact that I might not surprise the surgeon. I wasn't scared. I knew my life was in the Master's hand. I told my family, if I go, I'll be happy. But if I strive, I'll be happy too. God blessed me with a new life. The surgery started at 8 p.m. and was the 3 p.m. at 3 a.m. The surgeon came, talked to the family, and it went all well. I wasn't alert until 1:30, and the life supports were taken off at 2 p.m. Sunday. I sat in a chair at 6 o'clock. The family was already went home. Monday, I started walking. From July 16th to September 24th, I was 72 days in the hospital. From the transplant, I was 10 days in the hospital and was released to go home. I still have some ups and downs, but I want to give thanks to my family. Daddy, you want to come on? I appreciate you.
Lord, do this like him. I'm always here for you.
I got a new view of life now. And my view is no. I want to love him more. After doctors. And I thank the whole congregation for all the prayers and cards she sent me while I was in the hospital. I want to read a little scripture, and it's Psalms 121. Sheldon had taught me this back when I was getting the alpha I put in. I will lift my eyes upon the hills of which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He will keep thee, will not slumber. Behold, he will keep Israel, shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. Thy Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite by thee by from smite thee from day or night. The Lord will preserve thee from evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going and coming from this time forth and forever and evermore. There's so many promises in that passage. The Lord will not sleep. He will always be there when you need Him. He was there for to carry me through. I think the hardest part after the transplant was I knew I had earlier in my life had fallen into different sins. Was He gave me the new life. And He went to the cross and He died for me to bury my sins. And still He was so willing to make it possible that I can have my life. I just want to give God to thanks for everything He did in my life already. And God bless the whole congregation. Thank you.